Let's see. Okay, we're holding here Shukav Amudeshesh, Misarim Azdei Paz, Ayu Kalabon and Bochakarosa. So the first thing that the last time we, it's going, all of these psukim are going Kisidran, a shvach about the kaima, the divine kaima, and it's going Rilamala Lamata. Now, you have the so last time we saw about the Me'ayim, and now we have Shuk, the Shuk of Amudeshesh. So the Goyim says, who Sefer Bamidbar, Shevedava Kol Balichas Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. It's the journey of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. The walking, so they walk. This is also connected that. So this is kind of also one of these things that's very strange. It's not as bad, I think, as Me'ayim, but the Holofin, what's the Shevach, what's the Haggadah that we're referring to that we're saying, you know, that we're talking about? So the Bemis, in when they speak about the spheres, there are two spheres that are connected to Shukim, the Shukaim, the Netzach and Hoyt, but what they translate to is as follows. We have a Kadosh Baruch who has hanhagis that he wants to bestow on the world. Those are the core hanhagis. Then there's a group of hanhagis that are the hechitimsa, how he gets his things done. Whatever it is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to accomplish in this world. The mahalchim in how he goes about accomplishing it. So the lamashal, I just take something very different. It says in Mishlei a lot that there are mahalchim of straight going straight to do what you want to do, and then there's tachbulos where you go around and about and get something done around about. So the mashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an haggis where he directly does what he wants. And then Huggis seems to be going the opposite direction, and in order to get what he wants. So the halchim in how to get to something he wants is part of our Huggis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, something parallel to that is the whole inyan of Klaisel being in the midbar. So the Ramban says that the whole parasha, the whole seder of the whole sefer of Midbar deals with Klal Yisrael going in the Midbar, and he writes there are no mitzvahs in Bamidbar that pertain to that Lederis, except for a few things that fell from Karbanis, which just not a shaila. What about tzitzis? Tzitzis is does have a very central place in it, but the whole life in by and large there are no mitzvahs. So the question is, what does Ramban want with that? He's right in fact, yes, it's true, but it's so. Therefore, what does it say about the Midbar that it's less important, that it's unimportant? What's the pshat now? So the pshat is there is a chelik of Torah that is negeya for the process of getting there. So all the inyanim that were noyig in the midbar that are not noyig later, the pshat is it was something that was needed in a certain situation, a certain mahalach, and that's chashuv in its own right. The mashal, the mishkan, is a type of beis hamikdash that could travel. That is very important. The fact that we stopped traveling, we don't need it. It's not memayit from the chashivas because it's there when a certain situation applies. In other words, a temporary situation is a situation that will happen. Let's give a dogma for it from the Gemara. Shemitoich shelo lishmata bo lishma is that type of mahalach where you are allowed and encouraged. If Chazal say lo oisik, It's something that is encouraged because it leads a person to doing what is right. So we have a mahalach over here of something which is going in order to do right, and that itself is an important mahalach. So the mahalchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he gets things done in a way that is best, that goes into Shukov. So the Bechina Shuk is the chenik of Haga, which is important for it. What's the right word for it? For how it gets us to something rather than for what it is. So the Halichas Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, is a all of these belong to that mahalach.
Does this fit in with the whole context of how we talk about the Ben Torah for life? Is this under that the parnasa, all the things that a person's osik in is getting towards a goal of being manadarius, things like that?
Well, the truth is, if we want a person, I mean, in the big picture, Hashgacha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading us to our tikkun, to become the person that we need to become. Now, theoretically, in a very, I guess it would be in an extremely not real way, the best way to get where we have to go is, Hashem would say, this is what you have to do, and we'll all do it, and Shalom Yisrael. It doesn't happen. So a person a lot of times wanders through situations where he'll have a typical case. A person will have spent years of his life wandering and doing things that didn't seem to get him closer to his goal. And then when he finally gets seichel and he gets closer to, and then he's chayrot, he feels he didn't get anywhere. But it's not true. And that whole process is what got him there. I mean, when a person has to go out and work and it's hard, and he sees a rougher side of the world, then he makes chedra nefesh, then he rethinks things. Those are all inyanim that are really, really bringing a person closer to his goal. It may seem like it's furthering him, but that's the same with the Kaisel walking through the midbar. For whatever reasons, yes, we have a limitation, shortcomings. That's why sometimes a person, the one in a million will get born, have a bris milah, at three be brought to a cheder and never take his eyes out of a gemara. That's one out of a million, one out of 10 million. Then there are people who wander off for a while, and then it's the process that makes them the person that they are. So Al-Kapadim, so the answer is yes. Okay, Yisodim Adnei Paz. Who's safe? It's like, I guess, it comes to mind the story from Rabbi Melech about, better to live without a better to suffer and to know for sure than to sit in Gan Eden and have some thoughts. A person sits in Beis Medrash, and it's okay, it's good. But somewhere down the line, he thinks that the world outside is more glamorous. Then a person goes to the world outside and he roughs it, and he discovers where that world is short. He knows it a lot better. He understands it a lot better. Mm-hmm. Okay, we start with Adnei Paz. So the final Husefer Dvarim, Shumi Yusid Al Yisrael. So, Sefer Dvarim is talking about Eretz Yisrael, it's telling us how a person should be snai and Musa and Techacha. Now, it's not clear over here what exactly are these. The Musa and Techacha is all part of it. Like, it's one long inyan, the Musa Techacha. What's the relationship of the Musa Techacha together with the Inyan of Eretz Yisrael, and so on? Very hazy, very unclear. So, Lemaisa, I mean, the Goyen in one place says, take a look at note 208, he brings from Adas Leo that Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael, and both of them, Kadosh Baruch has big expectations from them. Even a Goy who lives in Eretz Yisrael is held up to a higher standard, and Klal Yisrael for sure. So I'll call upon him, the Musig of the Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is, Eretz Yisrael has in itself a natural higher standard, and it holds a person more accountable. So LeMarshall, if you have a car, that's a cheap car, and a person's control over it is not as strong. So therefore, if you press a little harder on the gas pedal and you move the steering wheel hard, it's not gonna make that much of a difference. The mile of it is that the chesaron of it is I don't get the type of quick and immediate response that I would like. The mile is that if you mess up a little bit, it's also not gefährlich, not the end of the world. A machine that is very, very, very finely calibrated, and you make one change, you get immediate response. So that's a fantastic machine, mitzad echad. On the other hand, if you mess up, man, you messed up. You know, it's there's no two ways about it. So here also, the teichacha over here, it's interesting. The teichacha in Devarim is based on places. All of the teichacha is sort of given that you went to this place and didn't go to this place, that place. Every name of the place, wasn't it? It's a straw, it was the midbar. But that's the type of Indian it was. It was something which created a very, very fine Eretz Yisrael is very demanding, and as we go into Eretz Yisrael, we have a much higher standard we need to subscribe to. So the Teichacha in Devarim is two inyanote. It's a Teichacha of Klal Yisrael in its big picture, and compounded by the fact going to Eretz Yisrael, so therefore all of this becomes Teichacha. That's possible. So it says Mar'eyu Kelevonin. So the end of the passage. So we've gotten we finished the whole Kaima. It says Mar'eyu Kelevonin Bochu Karazim. So he says Mar'eyu Kelevonin Bale Tshuva Him Levonin Kiyah Levonin. And the word love is always Shem Alabdin, Abba Sen Shei Yisrael. It's a constant, use always Lavan as, you know, Yalbino, Yuchatev Kashani, Kashalak Yalbino. Bochor Kairozim Emat Sadikim, Shem Yoyim Elodim Nizar Malabam Tzislai Sase, Vim Chazokim Kairozim. So the very, very strong, the very powerful, the Kairish, the Yetzer, and so on. Now, a few hours. So he says that Klal Yisrael's, this is the end of Shukav Amudei Sheish Mitzvot Da'atei Paz, Eru Kalavon and Bochor Karatzim. Now, it's interesting, the Chura, first of all, I would split up, if I were writing Sheashim, I would have split up the Pasik and Adnei Paz. Shukav Amudei Sheish Mitzvot Da'atei Paz, that's all talking about the Kaima, but Eru Kalavon and Bochor Karatzim, they're talking about something else, Tikkun Vayim Machmadim. Why is this part of the pasuk Shukam Rishesh? That's one. Two, Balet Shuva seem to get preference. They first are Eir Kolavonin, Bochor Karazim. If anything, it would be the other way around. It's not Bochor Karazim, but then Eir Kolavonin. So I would like to think the following. The two mahalchim of Raglayim that we're talking about, and I said before, these are two midas. The midas are called Netzach and Hoyt, and the content of these midas are as follows. Netzach is a very direct and forceful way to get my way. The muscle. I want to get to someplace. There's something blocking. I take a bulldozer, just bulldoze it out of the way. That's all. There's a second dag, the second mahalar. It's called hoid. What is the lashon hoido? It seems we Akadosh Baruch Hu retreats. So, Lamashal, I'm trying to strike a deal with somebody. Let's go to sales. I'm trying to strike a deal with somebody. One way is to blow the person away and to sort of, you know, you must get this. Anything else that you get is going to wound you. B'chulu, 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 b'chulu. And the force of your presentation, personality, whatever arguments you muster, will get your way. That's one mahalak. There's a second mile the other way around. You let the other person talk and describe, and you lead him into subscribing to what you want to say, and then he's there. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to get his way in his world, he can just sort of bulldoze the Rishayim out of the way, and you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu wins. There is an hug about Kadosh Baruch Hu allows the Rishayim to look like they're winning, and at the end it collapses. To me, my favorite example of it is the communists. Communism seemed to be gung-ho and winning, and it, you know, everything was going their way, and then everything was going where it was away, and then it imploded. It just collapsed. It wasn't because somebody won or whatever it is. It's because it itself couldn't last. It's a much bigger victory than the victory of having an outsider conquer it. An outsider conquers, it's not a pircha, but lemashal, if you're trying to refute somebody's, when somebody says something, so you can bring witnesses against him, which is a refutation, but always leaves a little doubt. Or if you get a hadas but then from the person, that's the best. You tell them that you yourself said yesterday that you weren't even this country. So you yourself said that. That's a raya shein al tshuva b'dachal. So you have these two mahalchim. The parallel mahalchim in Anhogas Adam is. It's when we do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to do, and we do it immediately, straightforward, snap, that's a p'china shon tzudach midenetzach. We're doing straight out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. A person who is a chayte, his tikkun in the world, what he accomplishes good is that when he does tshuva, people see that even a Baal Chet can recognize the end of Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Echad. So we have two mahalchim that are parallel to these shukayim, and those are mahalchim of Baal Tshuva and Tzaddik. Tzaddik is a sort of a mahalach from Alpad that is similar to Netzach, and Baal Tshuva is similar to Hoy. Now, in terms of the milus of the person who never did chait lies in the strength of his commitment. A person, the muscle, let's look what happened by drugs. That's what happened by drugs. A person, I heard from people in the parish who know this, a person who took drugs once in his life, even if he turned around and has been clean for 10 years, he always has a sakana of relapse because it exists in him. Once you turn matam chet, it exists in you on the kuda where you could relapse. But if he never tasted it, he'll never do it. So a person who's a tzaddik gomer, born in tzaddik gomer, stayed in tzaddik gomer, has a very, very strong sense of doing things that will be good. Masha Enke, so his strength of character is very strong. That, so his bachor karozim is very, very, very strong. We know that hope does such a thing. A person, however, who is about tshuva is a much more striking demonstration of a mitosei shel Torah. I mean, we speak, when we say Yom Kippur, we say v'yavoy rechoikim v'yitl ha'kesem lucha. The Afghan rechoikim are the ones that contact Hashem Baruch Hu and present the kesem lucha. That's a certain p'china of yoifi, in the sense that even in terms of the demonstration that this emes, it's a much more powerful one. So that explains why these two yonim are a hemshich of the two mahalachim of the shukov. It also, in a certain sense, explains why this is bal tshuva and this is tzedek gomor. It also explains why bal tshuva is first, because this parasha here deals with chinas yoifi. It deals with what is so striking about this bachur. And this hanhaga is a lot more striking than the hanhaga of a tzaddik gomor. The hanhaga of a bal tshuva is much more striking than the hanhaga of. Now, just to add one more nekuda about this. We said that this whole parasha over here deals with yoifi, how quote-unquote beautiful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, how it appears, and so on. What it translates to in terms of what we're talking about is as follows. The maila of beauty lies in how much it's megala to the other. L'mashal, if I see a palace that looks like a warehouse, so there is little in the gilui over here. Yes, I saw this big, big, big building. Well, guess what it is? This is the palace of the king. So since this building did not have any of the yofi that should come with the palace, it's not striking and it doesn't present anything. On the other hand, when you have a building that we call yofi, means it strikes you. This is the opera house. This is the king's palace. The building itself sends a very strong message. This is power. This is beauty. This is culture. So here are Shirim, when we're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in terms of yofi, we're talking about the amount of giluyim that a Kadosh Baruch Hu megala. And that's the Ikamayim. So Shirim is describing giluyim, and therefore greater prominence is given to something like Bala Tshuva, who's Maila Midas Yoifi and over others. Mm-hmm. You have a similar, you want to ask something?
Yeah, I could wait till everybody finishes.
Okay, one more thing. You have a similar, this comparison between beauty and strength is another place where you find it. It's later on, actually, Baruch Kachama Yofika Lavana. We speak about being as clear as the sun and as beautiful as the moon. So in terms of the power of illumination, the sun is certainly much, much more powerful. In terms of the beauty of the moon is because it's dark outside, and against the contrast and background of the darkness, there's a beauty in the light of the moon. So even though light of the moon is not as strong as the sun in terms of its intensity, it's not as dependable as the sun because it goes up and down, but it's certainly, it's something where the light shaboy is a lot more beautiful, it's noticeable, and in that sense, it's a lot more on the radar screen, so to speak. So the same thing is true also with Bal Tshuva versus Tzaddik. Tzaddik might be Baruch Kachama, very, very, very powerful. He's on a very high madriga, very dependable, no fluctuations and so on. And that's a tremendous smile. He goes bask in its light and so on. But Bal Tshuva is like a levana. It's not as bright as the sun, and it and varies sometimes, or could vary. It's given to fluctuation. And yet, in terms of its accomplishment, so to speak, in terms of what it's capable of doing, in terms of its projection, it's much more than the sun, because it's able to give over some sense of the light against the background of the darkness, so on. Okay, what did you want to ask?
So first of all, this seems like this is really the machlekes between Moshe and Yisrael in Chinuch, and Yisrael wanted to go to all the Umos first, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, is there a tushdel from this to, that machlekes?
Yes. In other words, Yisrael, as the quintessential Baal Tshuva, so to speak, he saw the advantage of seeing Yiddishkeit against the backdrop of other ones. Mm-hmm. Moshe's being the tzaddik did not like that. That's not the mahalach.
So, it seems that there's just two totally different. It's two different gilurim of the Kfod Hashem, two inherently different milos that you can't really compare one to the next. So how do we explain the Maimon Chazal, B'makom Shebali Tshuva, Imdim, Tzadikim Gevurim, Enichem, Lamed Shem?
Yeah.
It seems there's two totally separate milos. They're not them as well as that. They're gilurim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, I think the possibility of that maimer is that one is better.
Like all these Chazal, the Gemara is in both directions. Says that the Moshe Fatoichecha, you take only somebody who's a Tzadik Gomor, and so on. To give it says that for Mochiach, you need somebody who's a Tzadik Gomor. What it means is each one has a certain Maila. Each one has a certain darga. One is the darga of Tzadik Gomor. That darga is a darga that has milas, Moshe forgiving Teichecha, needs somebody who's kol kuloi, as opposed to who has other elements. On the other hand, when you're talking about Mordechai Shavoyimdin, they have a yichud that's in the Gomor don't have. Those are all, like all these Chazal. I mean, the Veltz has a lot of, the famous Yehuda and Yosef. Yehuda as being the one who wasn't chayter. Yosef as being the one Yosef wasn't being chayter. Yehuda is the quintessential Baal Tshuva. Each one has its own. So Yosef is very strong. On the other hand, Yehuda is the one who sang all the Tish B'Achos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sefer Tehillim, and which are shears and Sishbaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shir David Avdecha, is Davka David HaMelech, because David HaMelech is somebody who is a, the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu most sharply comes from somebody who, understands what it's like to be not. Mm-hmm. Understanding what it's like to be not is a tremendous mila in what's positive. Mm-hmm. I guess just one more knage about the Bachar Karozin and the Yafik Alban Bachar Karozin. In other words, we're describing now the entire kaima of the Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hadas. So until now we did all the Pratim. Now we're doing the entire kaima, and there things in this world tend to be either or. You have something which projects outwardly, and that tends to be yafe, and it tends to be missing mitzad teichin. On the other hand, we have things that are strong, they're sort of internally. So when you buy a car, somebody say this car looks really cool and you really like it for that. And this car is a workhorse. It'll work really stark and will not give you complaints and so on and so forth. they tend not to come together because one is more pnim, one is more chutz. The mail of pnim is chazak. We say, wow, this is a really stark thing. And the mail of chutz lies in yofi. Now, having the two together is what is the ultimate perfection. So this is sort of a clolius about the Baruch Shalom, about these two things. Okay, I think we'll hold.